Hello, welcome to the Friday, January 30th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Great diary today from Boyan about how to detect XML external entity vulnerabilities in web applications. As we use more and more XML in web applications, for example, to connect to web services and the like, or also sometimes in AJAX applications, these vulnerabilities keep coming up more and more. So if you do review web applications, if you do pen testing, this is certainly an area that you should become familiar with. And Boyan here offers some simple advice, some little tips, how to find these vulnerabilities in web applications that you are testing. In case you're not familiar with that, XML entities are essentially acronyms, and you may have seen them, for example, in HTML. Usually they start with an ampersand and with a semicolon. In HTML, they're used to, for example, represent odd characters, like your less than or greater than. Now, with XML external entities, this goes beyond just simple acronyms. Instead, you're able to include files or even remote URLs, which can then, for example, be used to leak local files from the system that parses the XML. And Belgium security company Hightech Bridge did discover an interesting piece of malware that encrypted a website's database and then asked for ransom. Now, this overall scheme, of course, is well familiar from CryptoLocker. We have also seen it on disk storage devices with like CineLocker. What's kind of interesting here is that the encryption happened over a time frame of 6 months. The attacker went through the trouble to actually patch the application, to encrypt data going into the database, decrypting it going out of the database, to initially keep the application working while the data was encrypted. Of course, during the time frame of 6 months, several backups were created that were also encrypted, until eventually the attacker removed the key, which of course broke the application, and then the ransom demand was made. The bad part for the victim here is because this intrusion lasted so long that many of the backups they created are now encrypted as well. Now, the encryption here wasn't quite as sophisticated as what we have seen with CryptoLocker and the like. It's a sort of a simple symmetric encryption, which is why the attacker then had to delete the key in order to not allow the victim to recover the file. And there is also no backup of the actual key file on this affected server, because that file was stored on a remote server and just included via an HTTP request to that server. And a report by Dell SecureWorks shows how difficult it is to really exterminate botnets, and they're using Zero Access as an example. Zero Access at its height had about 2 million or so infected machines, if I remember correctly, and it was shut down, well, a bit over a year ago in December 2013. At that point, it was pretty much dead. It was reactivated a few months later, but didn't really do much. According to Dell SecureWorks, it started doing its old trick again, and that's click fraud. At this point, there are only about 50,000 systems left, so that's about sort of 2-3% of the original botnet, and apparently there have been no attempts by the miscreants behind this botnet to grow it at this point. And Malwarebytes is reporting that it has seen a marked uptick in exploit attempts using recent flash vulnerabilities. They're not confirming but suggesting that the exploit being attempted here is using the just patched vulnerability in Flash Player. Apparently the exploit was spread using malvertising campaigns in which the attacker is just buying advertisements on various websites. One website specifically targeted in these attacks appears to be Xhamster, which is a fairly popular adult website. And just as a quick pre-weekend update on the Ghost vulnerability. No news is good news in this case. Haven't seen any sort of new exploit. Some focus on PHP and how it may expose systems to this vulnerability, but overall, no working exploit released at this point. So keep on patching, but no reason to cancel any weekend plans. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.